Gregory bravely sacrificed himself to become the ship's rudder.
I think that's false.
Oh, Master Splinter's super toads mad.
But yes! Yeah. Yeah!
Two broomsticks at the same time.
Expecto Patronum! You'll never amount to anything!
Completely false.
If it was Andy's Girthy Candy, there's no way they'd ever change that name.
So, wait, is it goblins? Did I get it wrong?
Oh, this one is true!
I am chocolate.
And the theme of today's podcast is...
Wait, are we still in the intro?
Hello and welcome back, listeners, to the Allegedly Podcast, where me and my co-host get a mystery topic coupled with some mystery facts, and it's our job to figure out which facts are real and which facts are fake. My name is Alex, and with us always is Joe.
Sup. Thanks for that electrifying introduction.
It was a dramatic pause.
Fucking makes me feel wanted.
Is Joe.
That's what it felt like.
Exasperation.
So now the audience gets a sup. You happy with yourself? Happy with your decisions in life?
I've gotten a sup all day. So it's the audience that's, you know, disappointed right now. I'm used to it by this time.
Mm.
I started calling you and you tried to give me a free survey. So.
Well, I mean, that's just the gig economy. Okay.
I'm trying to get those.
That's called being a hustler.
Those compounding $2 surveys that I did. Eventually, I can pay off my house.
I'm telling you. Rent's expensive out here in Seattle. Gotta grind, son.
Gotta get your hustle.
Gotta get your grind on, dude. Grinding every day.
What's the Joe hustle? What would the Joe hustle be?
Oh, the Joe hustle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's less of a hustle and more of a... It's tough because Joe's pretty much anti-hustle.
Yeah.
I think everybody works too much. You're a part of the Joe hustle. It's a podcast that barely anybody listens to. Doesn't, like, pay anything. But, like, you know, we get to do whatever we want.
One hour a week, I get you,
yep.
Right? 1 hour a week, and I have to, you know what? I'm going to toot my own horn.
Mm.
It's probably one of the better hours of your week, I'm going to say.
Hey, look at you. It is one of the better ones.
Yeah. Like, mine too. Don't get me wrong. I'm not sitting down critiquing your life and saying, oh, it sucks, and this is why this is neat. No, it's one of mine better, too. I like
it. Yeah, well, I've seen your life.
That was
I lived
cold.
With you for 10 days.
You did. 10 days. Every morning you'd come down and there's me.
There's you.
Actually, you were up most mornings before me.
Just drinking coffee.
Yep. I had your mug, your mm-hmm. wolf mug. And
I was a part of your little household for a little over a week.
I think that's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Too much more than that. And it's like we're married.
Well, it's like, when are you starting to pay rent?
Right. You know, like,
yeah, no, I could tell your boys were like, when's this dude leaving? He's like been here a long time. Is he just here now?
Ruby, she did not. She loved you.
Right. Yeah. So I got like one out of the three kids liked me.
Dude, Ruby's just like, he can have my room permanently. Like, I don't care.
Right.
You'll live with us? Sure.
Me and Ruby were about to build bunk beds.
Yep. And then fucking Steve loved you too. The Chihuahua.
Well, you know, Steve's the best. Steve, for everybody, is a dog.
Yep.
And Steve is my little couch potato.
She is a little potato Chihuahua.
And if I had room in my carry-on bag, would have flown with me to Washington.
Yep. She would have barked at some people and then passed out.
Now, see, I give her belly rubs before I put her in the bag, so then she's just on her back.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes to the x-ray machine perfectly still.
Taxidermy dog.
Yep.
I can't leave home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My safety blanket.
Perfect.
It is your, what is it called? An emotional support animal, but it's stuffed.
Hey, there's nothing saying that emotional support has to be an alive dog.
This is my emotional support taxidermy gorilla.
Ivory like a... tusk.
God, you just carry around a mammoth tusk?
Yeah.
I need this to get through the day.
I cuddle with it on the airplane.
I love you, Mammy. Someday we'll have miniature mammoths, and I will totally buy one.
Ah, I love you too, Joe. Oh, thanks, oh, man.
It talks. Dude, is it yeah. Raymond?
Ray Romano, yeah. That was my, yeah. That was my...
Ah, come on. Ah. This little tiny mammoth, like...
What are we having today for food, Joe? Nah, I hate airplane food. Say what?
Shit. Okay, well, you ready to get to the real topic? The juice? The meat and potatoes?
Man, I guess, yeah.
Bobcat says he's in. All right, so today's podcast topic is Guess the Movie.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Look at this. We're always in the mindset, bro.
We're right here in the mindset. That was my Dennis Quaid or my Randy Quaid impression.
That was Randy Quaid?
That was Randy Quaid.
Whoa.
That was good, right?
Yeah, it's more like, oh, that's a beaut there, Clerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clerk, no, I can't. I can't be doing that ever since I put this steel plate in my head, you know?
Okay, so that says, these are all facts about places that are either locations in or referenced in a popular movie.
Okay. So places. Places, yep. Is the
well, it says plus one bonus point if you can guess the movie at the end. Extra, okay. Plus one bonus point if you can guess it by question number three.
Oh, so it's all from the same movie?
Yep.
Okay.
I got two guesses. Saving Private Ryan or Back to the Future 1. That's it. Calling it.
That's it.
Oh. See, I know it. The writer. I know my wife. I know what movie it's not going to be. Okay.
Pet Sematary.
Pet Sematary is one. So nothing in Maine.
So we can just rule out Maine.
Yep. And then nothing from Big Fish.
Big
really,
Fish.
Anything
so, okay,
that
so
makes my
no,
wife
no
cry
Orleans, like Louisiana,
is like,
I think.
Where I thought, yeah, the South. So they were in the South somewhere.
Mm.
And then I think they finished on the East Coast, didn't they?
Yeah. That movie travels a lot.
It does. Well, he's a traveling salesman.
He is a traveling salesman. But yeah, I think the main thing is like Louisiana.
And then Danny DeVito is a wolf. Werewolf, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for fact number one?
Let's do it.
All right. Fact number one. A man in New York has earned about $800 a week by scraping the dirt and gum out of sidewalk cracks with a butter knife and sifting through it for precious metals and gems. What?
What?
So this is okay, so the place is New York. So that's the first. That's for the overarching thing. She highlighted New York.
Okay.
So it's not Home Alone or Planes, Trains, and Automobiles or The Grinch.
That feels
It's Elf.
Yes.
It's Elf. I'm calling it right now.
That feels like an improv line. Like, how'd you get here? Like, oh, I scraped it together by scraping the sidewalk cracks.
It's like a pirate. He's like, I look for precious metals
Anchorman?
And gems. What? How are you?
Anchorman 2?
See, this is such a ridiculous fact that I feel like it's real. Like, it's right. So ridiculous.
Okay. So, could you... Can you read the prompt one more time for me?
A man in New York.
The topic.
Oh, it's the topic is Guess the Movie.
Right.
It says these are all facts about places that are either locations in or referenced in a popular movie.
Got
so,
it. Okay,
New,
so these are all locations
the
within
place.
A movie, and we got to guess that movie. Okay.
So New York is the place that's either in or referenced in the movie. Now, the fact is a standalone fact.
Now, that narrows it down.
Yeah, because
New York's been in so few movies.
I'm calling it. It's Elf. The North Pole will probably be another fact, right?
Alex, I refuse this because it's not December yet, and I know the writer wouldn't do that to us, for it's not Christmas time.
For
she's
not
a monster person who starts celebrating Christmas too early.
It's kind of true. She was very perturbed by the amount of Christmas items.
Mm.
So, but
so I'm not
I think
feeling
these
a
are
Christmas
our,
movie.
these are standalone facts on their own, right?
Yeah.
So I don't understand how you can pull out gems out of gum.
Right. This 800, like, it said $800 a week?
Is he putting, like, throwing gum into, like, a gold, you know, trade-in station and being like, well, it's stuck to the gum, I gotta scrape it off, and he just steals a shitload of gold?
Right. Is he, or do people drop rings and stuff?
Yeah, but, like, on, but, like, these are side cracks. I've never been to New York City. Are, like, are these cracks so egregiously big?
Yeah.
That, like, you can drop something, you're like, well, my wedding ring is gone forever. Fell down the crack.
I guess like you know, a diamond in an earring could fall out, but
yeah, but like the odds of it land, like, this dude's earning $800 a week. It sounds pretty consistent, unless he found somehow one, it's consistent mega thing.
Money.
Unless he found one mega thing, he found like a blood diamond attached to a fucking piece of gum,
mm-hmm.
and he turned it in and he got like $5 million, which translates to $800 a week for like 10 years. You know.
Yeah.
It's like, I found a buffalo penny or a whatever. Are we counting loose change as precious metals?
Does it just say precious metals?
It says precious metals and gems.
Precious metals and gems. This makes it sound like a fucking like kids movie, like The Labyrinth or something. Like, the, like, what a silly thing. Precious, like, fucking, metals and gems?
Like a caterpillar comes out and he's like, ah!
Yeah.
You need help finding precious metals and gems?
Is this James and the Giant Peach?
Yeah, I guess New York was at the end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he comes down and then don't they just beat the shit out of the, like, aunts?
Yeah, yeah. The evil aunts that followed them across the Atlantic.
Yeah. Wait, isn't one of the aunts the, like, mom in fucking Christmas Vacation?
I don't know if Beverly D'Angelo does a voice.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the older
mom. One of the
I think it's her mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the grandparents, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But we just gotta shoot this shot. I'm gonna say false. It's too ridiculous. I can't think of how he would do this. Then we're gonna go false on fact number one, that a man in New York has earned about $800 a week by scraping the dirt and gum out of sidewalk cracks with a butter knife and sifting through it for precious metals and gems. 3, 2, 1, bam. Oh, fuck, it's true.
What?
Right. So this is from Daily Mail, the Jeweler blog, and Barings C. Paydirt. So it's called urban prospecting. It's becoming more and more popular now that several videos have gone viral. OG urban miner Rafi Stepanian has been a modern gold digger since 2011. Armed with a butter knife, tweezers, and sleeveless shirt and a pack of smokes, he scrapes the shit, grind, dirt, and gum out of the sidewalk cracks in high traffic areas, in this case, the streets of New York's Diamond District. At home, he strains and sifts it with a sieve and a gold pan like a 19th century gold prospector.
Oh my god.
Ugh. You can always find something. Broken jewelry bits, earring backs, stones, and designer shoes, bags, or clothing, or metal shavings that catch on the clothes of the jewelry who work there. Okay, so, like, yeah, if you have, like, gems on your shoes,
mm-hmm.
it pops off, you know, he finds it. Since most of it is already cut and polished, it can be more profitable than finding raw materials in a mine. All of these tiny pieces add up, and he sells it right back to the jewelers who likely drop it there in the first place. In 2022, a YouTuber found 23 diamonds using a handheld shop vac in the same area. He's also mined Denver and Las Vegas and says great spots to Hoover are concrete mosh pits and snowbanks in parking lots. Nothing seems to beat the New York City Diamond District, though, where the streets are literally paved with gold.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Dude, that's sick. I mean, it's not, let's be honest here. That is not a livable wage most areas and not New York City.
No.
But like $800 a week?
Ugh, right? The amount of gunk you'd have to sieve.
Was that $3,200 a year? So he makes about $38,000 or $3,200 a month. $38,000 a year.
I mean,
and that's not taxes. He doesn't get taxed on that.
Right?
Actually, what he should do is open up a business, like an LLC, right? Mm-hmm. And then write off all his, like, equipment costs, right? Like, he eats while he's out, and that's a business expense. So when he has to declare it on his taxes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I mean, would he even get taxed on that? He has to.
I mean it's over 10 grand in profit.
So,
but I don't know. Who knows? Also gross. What does his sink look like?
What does his apartment smell like?
Oh.
It's like the grossest part of a dentist office without the cleaning supplies.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh. But who knows? Maybe everybody chews like mint and bubblegum, so it just smells like minty bubblegum.
Sure, dude.
But I mean, this is New York City. Come on. People are just like shitting in the streets and like walking over it. So probably smells like a toilet.
Ugh.
Well, we got it wrong. Well, fucking weird. But I guess
good
I didn't.
For him.
Yeah. I guess I just didn't connect. Like there was a specific area in New York.
Yeah.
Called the Diamond District.
It makes sense. Then.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was just like digging in Times Square and he's like, look.
There's gold in them there sidewalks.
There's gold in these cracks. Look at the vein I found.
Like also, hidden... when is he doing this? He has to go when it's a low. So he's just like at night doing this?
No, I think it shows him during the day. Like he's just out there with a cigarette fucking combing through the
cracks. And just sitting in the middle of a sidewalk while people walk around him.
Yeah, I mean, he's from New York. This guy's tried and true New York City. So yeah, I mean, you bump into him, he's like, watch it, pal,
hey,
I'm mining
I'm working here.
Here. Yeah. Don't bust my balls.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. All right, well, we got it wrong.
Yeah, well.
All right, here we go. Fact number two. Hawaii is the only state whose flag features a foreign nation's flag on it. Oh, fuck.
Oh, wait. American flag that has
it's
a
the only
foreign nation's
yeah,
flag?
Yeah, the only state.
Okay, because I was like, I'm like, Canada's has, like, or British Columbia's has one, because, you know, Britain.
But what is Hawaii's flag?
I think it's, I think it's like the head of like a Samoan leader or a Polynesian leader.
So wait, is it the blue one? It's a blue one with a white stripe in the middle. Is that a Hawaii's flag? And then, or
I guess I don't know what Hawaii's flag looks like.
Shit, I don't know either. I barely know state flags to begin with.
Right, I thought it had, like the head of like the last king of Hawaii or whatever.
Hmm, that would make sense.
Yeah,
yeah, because like Washington State has literally George Washington's head.
Mm.
Funny shit, right? California's got a bear. Arizona's got the rising sun, right? Texas is just a star, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
What else? I see, but then I start to drift off. Like, I don't even know what Oregon's flag is. Yeah, see? I have no fucking clue. Hawaii is just like a surfer, dude.
Yeah.
Like, island time, man.
Right. Either way, I think it's true. I think it's either of the... like Samoan government, or someone else.
Is Samoan Hawaii?
Well, I think Hawaiian and Samoa are all. I could get like, I know they're all like Pacific Islanders, but I think specifically Polynesian.
Okay.
Could be wrong, way off on that. But I think Samoa and Hawaii either shared a government or were like similar tribes.
So it could be just like the fucking rock.
Yeah, because that's where I get confused, because I know he's Hawaiian, but he also, like, he goes out on his Samoan heritage. So I think Hawaii was a part of Samoa, like the Samoan Empire, maybe, something like
that's
that.
That's cool. Okay, let's go true. Fuck it, I don't have anything to go off of. So you obviously have, like, a hint or a feeling.
Right. So, yeah, I can't remember specifically what it is, but I have a feeling I think it harkens back to, the original Hawaiian monarchy.
Cool. Let's do it. Fuck it. Do it live.
Mm.
All right. Then let's go true that Hawaii is the only state whose flag features a foreign nation's flag on it. 3, 2, 1. Bam. It is true.
Mm.
Oh, dude, we're way fucking off.
Is it the British?
Yeah. So Hawaii has flown its current flag above since the 1890s, which prominently features Great Britain's Union Jack in the upper left corner. While never officially a British colony, many of the king's advisors were British, and the islands were under their protection.
Weird.
If we count the Confederate States of America as a foreign country, the Mississippi repped a foreign battle flag right up until 2020, when George Floyd's racist execution made them fucking change it. That guy just got stabbed, too.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chauvin got a piece shoving in him.
Chauvin got a shiv.
He got chauvined good.
Well, maybe he shouldn't be chauvinist.
And then it says at least seven states still feature Confederate iconography, even if it's not the outright stars and bars anymore. Georgia has had a controversial flag since the Civil War, including the Confederate battle flag featured in the main part of its flag, like Mississippi until 2001. When public pressure demanded they make it look less Confederate-y, right? And then here, I'll share the screen. How do you think they did?
I'm going to go poorly.
Yeah, I don't think they did a good... I think they phoned it in. It's like it was a hostile compliance situation.
Right.
All right.
Oh, so... So
they
much
literally
less.
Just removed the middle piece.
Yeah, yeah.
That is like that is like a fuck you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, they added the middle piece.
Oh.
Yeah, see, that's it. 2001 to current, and this is the Confederate States of America.
So they took the Confederate flag and just added a little dazzle to it.
Yeah, they bedazzled it, essentially.
They bedazzled the Confederate flag. Got it. That's cool.
So let's see here. This is, yeah. So it says, In God We Trust, Constitution, all that, and the other one has nothing. So they just, yeah, they bedazzled it.
It might as well say, look, it was just about states' rights.
It should say, in states we trust, bro.
Mm-hmm.
God, dude. Well,
well that's
go.
A big fuck you to everybody.
It really is. It's like, fine, I'll change it.
What look. Next? Black people want the right to vote there?
2001 to current? Yeah, they probably are just now figuring that out. You know, like the last... segregated school was desegregated in like 2017, right?
Yeah. Yeah, now we just got this good thing of like social segregation, not actual, you know,
baby steps.
Baby, hey, look. One day we'll get it right.
Look, we can create fucking light speed computers in the palm of our hands, but just like humanity has this like they can't shake the racism, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we can figure out black holes and antimatter and fucking soon we'll be making, like, fucking devices that can make, you know, spaghetti out of light and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll get there. Can't shake the racism. You know, we're like, oh, you know what? I don't know if I believe the science is advanced enough to figure out if people are equal.
Look, until the science proves that white people are just better, we're just going to be locked in this battle.
It's not really necessarily a moral question anymore. I'm a scientist.
It's math, okay? You can't fuck with numbers.
Can't fuck with numbers. All right, well, we got it right. Good for us.
It's about math's rights.
Okay? Math's rights. Guys, come on. Look at the math.
Look at the math.
just look at it. 2 + 2 = white. Done, white, guys.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Oh, fuck me. Well, all I know is we got the question right, so.
We got it right. I was way off on the design.
Don't forget.
In
Hawaii,
my mind, but.
Hawaii, New York. Those are two places.
Yeah. So, New York. Hey, Joe here from Allegedly. Real quick, I want to tell you about this week's sponsor, Newsly. Newsly is an audio app for your iOS or Android that picks up the most trending articles from the topics that are most important to you, and here's the trick, reads them to you in a natural human voice. From the Batman to Bitcoin, Kiev to the Kardashians, follow any topic, your heart desires. And while you're there, go ahead and check out their featured podcasts from over 50 countries, like, say, I don't know, allegedly. I've been using it for over a week now, and I'm loving the convenience of having my news and podcasts all in one place. So come and join me by clicking the link in the description and downloading Newsly for free. As an added bonus, go ahead and use the promo code ALLEGEDLY and receive 1 month of their premium subscription for free. Stop scrolling and start listening. Okay, back to the show.
All right. Fact number three. In Texas, there is a town named Diarrhea. True.
Let's just go true.
Yeah, fuck them.
It's called the state capital.
If you look on the map, Diarrhea, it runs pretty quickly down the state line.
Right? It's right. It runs right down the crack.
Yeah. Yep. Diarrhea, Texas. You know, fun fact, they were actually, you know, the laughingstock of the state until we all realized they were drinking a dangerous amount of lead in their water. So Ted Cruz personally went out to Cancun while we fixed the problem. Is this a movie or is this like, are we talking about travel plans of Ted Cruz here?
Right.
Is that what we're doing? Like the itinerary. Well, he's gonna stop in New York after Diarrhea, mm-hmm. you know, runs out, and then he's gonna fly over to Hawaii after record lows in the winter season, and then he's gonna fly back when the ice melts.
Mm-hmm.
He's just dropping his daughter off though for, like, you know, he'll be there for 6 months, but he's just dropping his daughter off.
Parental supervision.
Yeah, he's a responsible parent. He doesn't want to just leave her to fly on her own, you know, 17-year-old.
Yeah, no.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, let's go true. Fuck him.
Yep.
Cool. All right, we're going to go true on fact number three, that there is a Texas. In Texas, there is a town named Diarrhea. 3, 2, 1. Bam. Oh, it's false. Aww. God damn it. Why would she do this to us? I was certain. She says you can get diarrhea in Texas, but not in Diarrhea, Texas, which does not formally exist. Texas does have some interesting town names, though, including Bug Tussle. Okay. Form of Bugs, which ruined a church picnic. Cut and Shoot. That's a town name?
That's a sentence.
Yeah.
That's a statement.
Yeah. A young boy once threatened to cut out and shoot at a group of adults fighting over church boundaries.
Oh, okay. And
Laz Buddy, two business owners, Luther Laz Green and Andrew Buddy Shirley, put their dumb fucking names together and Bradgelina'd their own goddamn town name.
I like that one the best.
Yeah.
Welcome to Bug Tussle, Texas. We do everything better in Texas, including fighting our bugs.
Right. First I'm gonna cut it out and then shoot it.
Just imagine, like, the church picnic that must have... This must have been an epic fucking picnic for them to be like, we need to name our town after this. So, yeah, all that shit. And then it says here, I already came up with a better name than fucking Laz Buddy. Vin Diesel and The Rock come out together, buy the town, and call it Rock Vin, Texas. Vin Rock, Texas, you decide.
Ooh, I like Vin Rock myself.
I do like Vin Rock, too. But let's be completely fucking honest here. Mm. And I don't judge the writer for not knowing this, okay? But let's be completely fucking honest.
They would never buy a town together.
They would never. There is not a single force on planet Earth that would ever make them collab. And then, like, I will tell you right now, Vin Diesel would be fucking livid on that.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's like... He has only three words in his name, and Rock has four. It would have to be called Diesel Rock.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Diesel Johnson.
Fucking. Oh, fuck. Vin the Diesel Town.
I mean, shit, they have Cut and Shoot.
Yeah.
You know, they just name a town, live a quarter mile at a time. They They have a town name called Nos. So, it says optional plus one bonus if we come up with a better suitable replacement name for Laz Buddy. Diesel Rock. Can't get any better than that.
A suitable replacement for Laz Buddy.
Yeah. Two business owners get together. Applegate.
Applegate. I'm pretty sure that's just called Washington State.
Seriously. Applesoft.
Applesoft, bitch.
Micro Apple.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. What can we make here? I don't know, like Elon Bezos. It would be the grossest fucking town. It'd be a lot of like.
It'd be a very weird town. That town would just be called X.
Oh.
Because you know they would name it, and then Elon would be like, "I like X. I like a letter.
I like X.
I like, letters are good. It's the alphabet. It's the coolest letter in the alphabet."
Why did you turn Elon Musk into fucking Dr. Evil?
Oh yeah, that's more Jeff Bezos. My bad.
Yeah.
It's because I can't do an Elon Musk, but
yeah, it's true. Because he's like he to do a good Elon Musk, you have to sound relatively normal, make up a ton of shit, and be really dumb. That's the way you kind of get across.
Slightly South African.
Yeah.
It's a big ask.
Yeah. He's like, you know, we started work on the flux capacitor just last week, and we actually got it running, and then I went back to 2055, and I realized that I didn't switch over the laundry, so I had to come back here to switch it over, and that's why it doesn't work anymore. But we had it working. We did. You're just like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? So, I think I'm going to take that plus one bonus now.
Sure.
We got one wrong, but we got one right.
Look at that.
Plus. Diarrhea, Texas. No, Diarrhea, Texas would still be better than fucking cut and shoot and bug tussle.
Yeah, like let's be real. Bug tussle almost sounds like a code for diarrhea. Like you got a stomach bug tussle in your tummy tums.
Oh man, I got all these bugs tussling in my tummy.
Yeah, oh boy, that chili made a sure big bug tussle in my belly.
I guess, can you hear, you know, McConaughey saying it, right? Like, if you say it like him, I was eating some chili and I got a nice bug tussle in there. I got to run to the bathroom. You know?
Man, you got a little bit too much Johnny Walker Red in you. Get a little bug tussle in your tummy at the end of the night.
Yeah, you know, maybe put some, Pepto-Bismol in there. Man, mix it around.
It's been a while since I've done a McConaughey. I don't have the lilt in it anymore.
It's difficult. You know, it's really hard coming from, like, fucking Elon Musk to fucking
like, McConaughey. I'll tell you what, my brain's in a bug tussle right now.
You know, it's really difficult to get inside the head of Matthew McConaughey when you just got in the head of a mentally challenged rich adult, you know. What can I say? All right. Well, go for us. Okay, so now we have three questions.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to make at least our first guess because we have Texas, Hawaii, and New York.
God, dude.
What the fuck?
Those are three very different places.
A movie with Texas, Hawaii, and New York.
And there's two more locales.
Yeah, there's two more. So if we guess it right before the end, then we get a plus one. If we can guess it now right, it'll be a plus two. Dude, I'm fucking drawing a blank.
A big old blank.
Because Texas, New York.
It's got to be some sort of spy movie or something of that ilk. That's a lot of travel.
What had Hawaii as a place? Like, I love you, man.
That's like, right now I'm only thinking of Hobbs and Shaw, but I'm like, they didn't go to New York.
It's because you saw the picture on the bottom right.
I know. But I was like, I know it's not one of, but God. Texas, New York, Hawaii. Did one of the Transformers movies go to fucking?
Did Iron Giant? take place on New York, or no, was that an island, Hawaii?
No.
They were by the ocean.
That was just, yeah, I think that was like some East Coast place.
Is Jurassic Park in Hawaii?
Right. But Texas and New York, like that's...
That's a tough spread. Independence right? Day?
Nope.
I feel like we're getting...
That's like in Nevada. That's in like New Mexico.
I think we're spreading, or not spreading, she would choose to a movie that's closer to the holidays.
Right.
Right, like a holiday theme somewhere.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, he went to Hawaii, didn't he?
He did, and New York at the end. Texas is throwing me off there.
Was any of the characters from Texas? What is his name, Robert?
I mean, yeah, I think Russell Brand did a pretty good Texas accent there.
Howdy, partner. I'm Russell Brand. I just asked questions.
You sound like you're from London.
Him and Randy Quaid would make a good podcast.
Yeah, they could. I mean, yeah, they can get together and not get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Cough on each other. It lasts mm-hmm. two episodes because they got too sick to continue.
Yeah, and you know, sexually assault people.
Well, they're the only allegedly. Two members, so they just assault each other.
Ooh, I'd pay to see that.
I'd listen to that podcast. Yeah,
I just want to know how it works. Honestly,
right. Who's Brand's like in that? He's like, get your goddamn hand off me, Randy Quaid.
I was massaging your back. You'd think that Randy Quaid, because of his size, would be the big spoon, but I think Russell Brand could talk his way in there.
Russell Brand, yeah, he's a weasel. He'd worm his way in.
He's squirmy.
So what do you think? What's our guess here? It's tough. This is a tough one. I might actually have to wait.
Man, I'm trying to think of like Tropic Thunder.
I know. This is a tough one. Did we watch a movie while you were here that had these?
That's why I was like, oh, is she trying to be like, is it something we just watched? And the only one that even comes close is Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
But I think I might need all five locales. All
right, well, let's throw out Hobbs and Shaw as preemptive.
Sure.
And then we'll go from here. All right, let's jump to fact number four. Superman is from...
Delaware.
Is it Wayne's World?
I'm way off.
Is it Wayne's World? It is Wayne's World. It's when they're doing all the clips, I bet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's when they're doing all the clips because I think they go to New York, Hawaii, or they're in New York. Or no, wait.
Yep.
No, they're in Chicago.
Well, the next question might be Chicago.
I bet you fact five is Chicago. God damn it. The second I saw Delaware, it's just like.
Yeah, where the fuck is Delaware? Like, what? When does Delaware come into a movie?
Yeah, they're just like, hey, we're in Delaware. Okay, Superman is from Delaware. Well, wait a minute.
Is Christopher Reeves from Delaware?
Well, wait. We got a multiple layers here. Okay, so Superman is from Krypton. And then he falls into fucking
Kansas.
Metropolis, which is a New York, you know, clone city. So, well, and then his character,
Smallville.
Clark Kent, is Smallville, Kansas.
Yeah.
Right? So, but is the artist, the original dude, what's his name? Is he from Delaware?
I don't know.
There is a Superman city too. There's a town like called Metropolis, and they have a statue of Superman.
And or is this about Christopher Reeves? Like,
why does Christopher Reeves get the title? Why not Henry Cavill?
Shut your mouth. You fucking know why Christopher Reeves gets the title.
I know. I was being
you
edgy. I was being
son
ed-
of
I was,
a bitch.
I was being coy. Okay?
Fucking. I will release the fucking Snyder cut on you.
Okay, so wait a minute. Real discussion though. Why not Brandon Routh?
Real discussion. Why not George Reeves?
Brandon Routh is essentially just fucking. He is Christopher Reeve. Like
they. I mean, they casted really well for that shitty movie.
They really did. So, I'm gonna say false. I can't think of an angle outside of...
I don't. Superman is from Delaware.
Smallville,
like,
Kansas.
In the lore? False.
Unless it's, like, weird, dude. Do you know how many times Superman's been, like, reinvented?
Right, like, yeah, but I mean, like, I guess if you put Metropolis on a map, you could say Metropolis is where Delaware would be.
Well, I think
but
Metropolis,
like he didn't fall to Delaware, like Metropolis. He fell into Smallville.
Yeah, I think Metropolis and Gotham are pretty close from city perspectives. I think they're both coastal cities. Mm-hmm. So,
well, Delaware is on the coast.
Yeah. So, and New York is New York's on the coast. Chicago's Gotham's like the city that it's based off of, but that's inland. It's like central.
Right. Yeah, that's what Christopher Nolan used. Was just Chicago.
So, but yeah, no, I'm gonna go false. Superman's not from Delaware.
Yeah.
Oh, Delaware Krypton. Oh
shit.
The district that fucking
I forgot
Superman's parents were from.
Yeah, no, I forgot Jor-El mentions that at one point.
The intellectual powerhouse that is Jor-El is like House of course we lived in Delaware.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? He's like, the housing market was amazing.
The S is the symbol of Delaware.
Kryptonian symbol for hope and Delaware.
And Delaware. Well, Delaware is Kryptonian for hope. And it's spelled with an S.
It's like a really, that scene in Man of Steel when she's like, when Lois Lane's like, what does it mean? And he looks at her and he's like, it's Delaware.
Yeah. It stands for Delaware.
It's very clearly an S, Superman. No. My original name was Delaware Man.
It means hope from where I'm from.
From Texas. Oh, my name's Bug Tussle Man. Oh, shit. All right, let's go false. Sound good?
Yep.
All right, we're going to go false for fact number four. Superman is from Delaware. 3, 2, 1. Bam. Oh, shit. Okay, like all things related to comic books, I can't get a fucking straight answer, so 1 point for you. But there is evidence that the city of Metropolis is in Delaware. There you go. Including.
But he's not from Metropolis.
He's not from Delaware. So, I'm going to have to talk to the writer about this.
He's from Smallville, which is clearly in Kansas.
It's very Kansas. But the only times
they
blow
up
Kansas...
technically he's also just from Krypton. But...
Yeah, yeah. Krypton. So, in the 1970s, DC fanzine, DC's fanzine, or like magazine, fanzine, Amazing World of DC Comics asserted that Metropolis was in Delaware and that Gotham City was in New Jersey.
Oh, no wonder Gotham sucks.
No, wait, like, because here's the thing, like, back in the day, right, they were like, oh, Gotham, it's like a normal city, dude. By the time you hit 2023, Gotham is, like, the size of a state.
Yeah, yeah, no, one of my favorite part about the Batman, I love how Matt Reeves basically just made Gotham, like, Paris. Like, it's so fucking huge.
It's like Tokyo. It's like, there's two mega...
It's so massive.
There's two mega cities in the world, right?
Yeah,
fucking Tokyo and Gotham.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, so it says here, the 1990 Atlas of the DC Universe RPG settlement map shows Metropolis in Delaware. So there's Metropolis. Okay, you can see that. Metropolis, Gotham City. So yeah, see, they share the coastal... In 2006 movie Superman Returns, Brandon Routh, the car license plate says Metropolis, the first state. Delaware was the first state ratify the U.S. Constitution, and the first state is Delaware's motto. And then Frank Miller has also called Metropolis New York City during the day and Gotham, New York City at night. But I read that more as the vibe than the physical location. Who fucking knows? 8,000 nerds who know descend.
Yeah.
So
actually, Frank Miller, that's not canon.
It's in here. Okay.
So canonically.
Canonically, Delaware just does not exist as a state in the DC continuity.
Do you know what does exist though? Motherfucking Seattle, dog.
Does it? What superhero's from Seattle?
Fucking Green Arrow.
Really?
Yeah, they changed it to in the show, but in like the comic book run from like the 80s, you can see the Space Needle in the back.
Do they call it? Because I always thought he was like Central City or something.
Yeah, they call it Central City. I think that's the seat. But like, I don't know if Seattle was like, hey, stop using it.
Yeah.
Or what, well, but no, he's from Seattle in the comics.
Well, what's funny is like, yeah, because DC was all about making shit up, right?
Yeah, DC is really weird because they have Metropolis and Gotham and Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Like,
they have real locations and fake ones.
Oh, yeah, and like New York City, they'll have all the real cities, right? And then they started, because I think like Static Shock, right? He's like legit in Detroit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So, yeah, he's from Detroit. And then who else? There's a couple of superheroes there. But then like, you know, Nightwing will run off and instead of going to Gotham, he hangs out in Bloodhaven.
Right, yeah.
Like the fucking sister city to Gotham, right? Like, so I don't know, man. They just make shit up. So yeah, Delaware. I'm gonna side with that evidence. I'm gonna side with the fact that Metropolis is in Delaware,
right? Sure.
Even like past before it got retconned. Yeah. But I am also gonna say that he's not from Delaware. He's from Kansas.
I mean, how long do you have to live in a place till you're from there?
Oh, that's true. He probably moved there when he was 18. He's like in his 40s.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So now he's Metropolis.
I mean, I think he still wears a Kansas hat, baseball hat. So
it's true, you know, Smallville hat.
Here's how we determine what sport team does he root for.
Ooh, yeah, because
is he a Kansas City Chiefs fan? So like, then I say he's from Smallville.
Yeah, I don't see him rooting for Metropolis because I think Cyborg used to play for like Metropolis.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, who does Cyborg play for?
Yeah, Cyborg plays for Metropolis's team, and I don't think Superman gave a fuck about that. So,
that's right.
You know, I think the only thing Superman played for was track and field. I don't even think he gives a fuck about sports. No, he was on the football team, right? In the first movie?
Oh, yeah. With
Christopher
Reed,
and he collected the balls.
Yeah, right? That's right. He was the ball boy.
Yep, so. I mean, I'd do that too. I'd be like, you know, it's okay to excel. I just don't want you to kill anybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, all right. Well, we know now. But Superman. Okay, wait. So what is the question? Okay, Delaware. Yeah. Yep. I think.
I guess technically we're not talking about Clark Kent.
Yeah,
we're
Superman.
Talking about
I see.
Superman. And so.
Well, wait. If you really want. Okay, no, wait. No, stop.
So
it.
To me, then.
If you
want to
talk about the birth of Superman. Like, that's fucking, like, Antarctica.
Oh, yeah, Fortress of Solitude. That's
yeah,
where he
so he invented out, so. Superman in the Fortress of Solitude.
He's really, he's a metropolitan kind of guy, man. He's just everywhere.
Yeah, indeed. Dude, well, I mean, we could travel faster than the speed of light. Like, why not?
Yeah. The most important thing is that he's from the United States.
Oh, God, he's an American citizen!
Yeah.
So... that is the most important thing. We got to keep our values in check.
Mm-hmm.
We're going Wayne's World, though, right?
I'm pretty sure you're right.
All right. What do you think the next one's, Chicago?
Or Milwaukee.
the land of milk and honey.
Yeah.
Next one's Alice Cooper. Yeah. All right, here we go. Fact number 5. Oh, yeah. The motto of Aurora, Illinois is... we will not bow to any sponsor. So we do know it's Wayne's World.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure that isn't the motto anymore. Because, like, nobody gave a fuck about Aurora, Illinois until Wayne's World.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
Do you think
sure.
they changed it, though, because of Wayne's World?
The 80s was a wild time, man.
So, like,
and when
it's kind of like how Philadelphia... has a statue of the fictional character Rocky.
Yes, because people kept coming to see it and it wasn't there, so they just put one up.
Yeah, so I 100% think Aurora, Illinois
I know
changed
it sounds,
their motto.
If we get this wrong, whatever, right?
It doesn't matter, we got Wayne's World.
Yeah, we got Wayne's World, but like, come on. Like the logic is sound, dude. Anytime something just connected with humanity in the 80s, you know, cities and shit would go through great length to bring in tourism to those locations.
Yeah, yeah.
And who's going to tour to, like, who's going to go to Aurora?
Right.
So, all right, I'm fucking,
Yeah.
I'm going to say true. What do you think? True?
Yeah, true.
Okay. Here we go. We're going to go true on fact number 5, that the motto of Aurora, Illinois is, we will not bow to any sponsor. 3, 2, 1, bam. Oh, it's false. God damn it.
Aww.
It says the actual model is a city second to none.
Oh, let's be real. It's second to everyone.
It says it's the second largest city in Illinois, though.
Mm-hmm.
So next to Chicago, probably.
Yeah. That's a good guess.
So I don't. I thought for sure they would have changed that. We will not bow to any sponsors.
That would have been the funniest thing ever.
It's like people just do something because they're getting paid to do it, you know? Oh, man, this conversation's giving me a headache.
Why don't you wash it down with a nice cold Pepsi?
They're eating the pizza with the pizza box up.
Yeah.
He's wearing Reebok, like the whole Reebok line.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Oh, well, we got it wrong. Fuck it. But we got Wayne's World. We for sure got Wayne's World.
It took damn it. We almost got it.
We
needed that fourth one, but
it
almost
was Delaware.
We were way off. Before question 4, all of a sudden Delaware cracked the code.
we were talking Fast and Furious and shit.
Yeah. We were way off.
Shit. All right.
Thanks,
here we
Delaware.
Go.
Finally useful for something.
All right. We're going to jump to the optional bonus. We're going Wayne's World?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. We're going to say Wayne's World for optional bonus. What popular movie hilariously references these places? Easy. Again, Wayne's World. Bam! Wayne's World. Yeah. Hi.
I'm in Delaware.
Well, they just get done with like Texas. Howdy, y'all. We're from Texas. All right. It's like they're visibly uncomfortable. Hi, I'm in Delaware.
Oh, so good.
Oh, fuck, dude. All right. Well, we got one for the bonus. So what does this add up to be? What did we get? I didn't even keep track. So we got
not zero. That's
two,
all I care about.
Three. We got 4.
Look at that.
We did it, dude. We've just been coming up on top all these podcasts, man.
Dun dun dun
dun dun dun
dun dun dun.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, we got to set it up. We got to set up to go to the outro.
Oh yeah. Yep, we have to set it up to go to the outro. So it's like, wait, it's not supposed to end. The podcast isn't supposed to end this way.
Totally lame.
Yeah, like we'd end the podcast like that.
Let's try a Scooby-Doo ending. All right, let's see who's ending this podcast. Mr.
Jenkins,
the creepy janitor.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't you pesky kids.
Wait a minute, Alex.
And your stupid podcast, too.
But this just doesn't feel right. How are people supposed to know to follow us on all the socials at Allegedly?
Let's get to the super happy fun ending, Joe.
Oh, man, this is great. Everybody's here. All of our pets came back from the dead. Gam Gam? That's right.
Wait.
And you can email us at theallegedly.podcast@gmail.com. Wait a minute, Gam Gam. You're just a corporate shell. So stupid.
Yeah. The super happy fun ending also includes Randy Quaid, and he's not crazy anymore.
Randy Quaid? He gave up the meth.
He gave up the meth.
That's right. I'm vaccinated, too.
I learned a valuable lesson, kids. Knowledge is power. Don't believe everything you read, but read everything to figure it out.
And 5G presented by T-Mobile is awesome.
Thanks, Randy Quaid.
See you in Christmas Vacation 3.
Oh, but see, it's the super happy fun ending, so Christmas Vacation 3 is good.
Wow. They brought it back. That's right. It's me, Chevy Chase. I received counseling.
I received counseling on communicative techniques that helped me with my coworkers.
That's right. 6 seasons and a movie.
Oh, shit. Oh, the DC Universe is awesome now. Man, I want to live here.
Oh, the Snyder Cut never existed. And everyone on the internet was nice about it.
It's like the end of Christmas Vacation. That's right, Russell. That's right, Rusty. Look out. The world as we know it has changed, and that is okay. Oh, shit. That's funny shit. Well, we did it, Joe. Super happy
for you. We did it. Yeah, go ahead, find us every Monday where you find your podcasts. Till next time.
I'm still here, too.
You didn't forget about me, did you?
You forgot about us. We're in the background.
We didn't forget about you. We just decided not to bring you up.
Just like my wife.
Just like my dad.
That was a super happy ending, except for me.